JB3MXM, good evening, folks. I'll be back in about 6 or 7 minutes, and we'll start the EchoLink net. JB3MXM. Oh, and look, there's Ocean City just checked in. I'll be back in about 5 or 6 minutes. JB3MXM. We'll get started with the net. All right, good evening, everyone. JB3MXM, my name's Marty, Maryland, D.C. section manager. Let's go ahead and get started. Oh, we're getting a couple more stations. Let some more stations join us, and then we'll go ahead and get started. Stand by.
Try again, Jeff. KC3MXM, KC3, OUV.
All right, KC3, give me the last part.
Oscar, Quebec, Papa. Jeff from the Anne Club. I was just asking if you got the email I sent you earlier today.
Well, let me check that. You know, I've got a bunch of stuff in here. What am I looking for? Am I looking for your name and call sign?
Should be looking for my call sign, which is Kilo Charlie 3, Oscar Quebec Papa. And the subject is Maryland CISO Party.
No, I don't see it in the inbox. Mommy, keep looking as we do the net. I'll come back to it in a little bit. How's that sound?
Copy that. It should have been sent around 3 o'clock. That gives you a little bit of a time frame, but I will be mobile and listening. KC3, OCD.
Oh, I know what's wrong. I had to change my password. Not had to, but I changed my password. I'm going to have to go in and update my my log on. So let me do that. So I'm probably missing quite a bit of email. So let me do that while we try to do the net here. All right, I got you down for an email. And Maryland. I got it, Maryland CISO Party. All right, very good. Thanks, folks, for joining us this evening. Thank you all for being here. Let me grab another roster list here real quick. Oh, hang on. Okay, I got it. All right, the first thing I want to bring up is that, you know, we had a little storm go through here a couple weeks ago, and we didn't know where it was going to go. We didn't know how strong it was going to be. And with tropical storms like that, they can make many different changes. And so I talked with Jim Montgomery and Chris, assistant section manager, and decided to go ahead and turn up the Aries teams. Good opportunity for everybody to get the notification because, you know, we're in the hurricane area. So a good opportunity to do that. I hope we learned a lot. We certainly did at the section level and looking forward to hearing some feedback on how that went. That would be very useful. Also, don't forget there's some Hamfest coming up. You got Chambersburg in Pennsylvania. You got Hollywood, Maryland, and you got Berryville coming up. You can find those on the Hamfest locator on the ARRL site. Break. We're here in middle of the summer. It's hot out, and with that, we get the likelihood of thunderstorms tomorrow. There's a possibility in the evening. Just be mindful of that, and make whatever adjustments you need to make. But also, we had, I think, a very successful field day. Your section leadership team canvassed, I think, pretty much the entire state and the district. There was, I have to check, 31, 21, 25, 26. I'll have to look. But we had field day sites all over, Eastern Shore, Southern Maryland, Central Maryland, Northern Central Maryland, and Western Maryland. I took the northern route across the north part of the state. Overall went from Hagerstown over to Harford County and finished at about 2:30 in the morning, starting at 8, about 700 miles of traveling. You know, the amazing thing about doing field day like that is you get to see Maryland like very few ever do. And then I really appreciate you all setting up your field day sites. They were in some very, very interesting places, and some of them were only a couple of hours, and all those ones were a couple of days. So that was really, really awesome. and we had good weather. So field day, I think, was a success for just about everybody. Break. So I'll have to read my mail. The Maryland CUSO party, I guess, will be coming up here soon. 13 colonies was recently done. I heard on some of the other nets that some people did really, really well. Clean sweeps on some of the contest categories, and that was very, 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 very nice to hear. Break. All right, we're getting leadership and other representatives that are here. I appreciate you putting on your call sign, like Tom from Skywarn and Kurt from Skywarn. Thank you very much. Helpful. That's very helpful when we do the net, because that way you recognize the names and call signs in the text box, and it really helps us too, because I capture a roster, and that just gives me a better idea what's going on. Right. And I mentioned last time, and I mentioned last couple of times, I've been exploring the new function of DMR radio. Really, really exciting. It's a little bit of a learning curve in the beginning. Well, it's quite a bit of a learning curve in the beginning. But there seems to be more sites now than ever before that are allowing DMR connections via RF. Or if you're Brian Meister and you're using a interface box, there's quite a bit of opportunity out there to stay in touch all over, not only the state, but all of those sections and divisions around us. So every time I HT or mobile radio, we're talking 70 centimeters. So line of sight's very important, but very exciting to get involved in DMR. And they have a net every Thursday evening at 8 p.m. and popularity is growing. So that's good. You know, very much like Fusion was when I first got into Fusion, C4FM, there was like nobody in the state with a repeater, or no one in the state that had any sort of connection to that. And now you see Fusion's, a lot of that's going on too. I routinely listen to Fusion over RF. Break. All right, let me take another sweep of stations listed here. I'll be right back. Stand by. All right, very good. Let's go ahead and get down the list here, and then we'll start contacting stations to give us some updates what's happening in your area. I'll be capturing that in my notes so that I can share with the section later. And a lot of information is shared online. We have the section has a Twitter page. It has Facebook, email that you would have gotten this evening. Sorry for being late, been very busy. Email, if you need to sign up for that, you're a league member, that's very easy to do. There's instructions on the league site on how you can get those emails come directly to your inbox when they're sent out by the section. And you can also get emails from the league about things like bulletins that are going out, activities in Aries, DX, the ISS, lots of nice information that's delivered to your inbox when you sign up for it. Great. All right, we'll go and start. I got some more stations. Let me take another sweep here. Stand by. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Let's go to Chris. Oh, yeah, there he is. Hello, Chris. Maryland, D.C. section, assistant section manager, Chris, AB3 Whiskey Golf. He also maintains the activities of the affiliated club coordinator. That job entails getting in touch with clubs and getting information from them and supplying the information as things are happening. And he's also the Baltimore Traffic Net manager. Chris, a few words, please.
Okay. Thank you, Marty. Good evening. Several things tonight. I'll try to go through these quickly. I want to go over some Aries things that are going on. Firstly, there's a reorganization of the Aries program in the District of Columbia that I'm really happy about, and that program is being headed up by Liz, K4LIZ. Liz is on the conference with us here tonight. Thank you, Liz, for your work with the DC Aries group. Much appreciated. That's going to be a great group. Also, Baltimore County City Aries group is moving along quite nicely. We now have a file sharing site that we can share information, and we're working on getting repeaters together and some nets together, so that's moving along nicely. Also, the Baltimore Traffic Net, we picked up a new MDD rep, which is always good, and that was NS3X. Mark, don't think Mark is with us tonight, but it's nice to have Mark working with us as an MDD rep. Break. And then lastly, I'd like to mention some really great work being done by a group of folks, not only here in our state, but in other states regarding an ARES MAT team that we're putting a lot of documentation together and to get an ARES MAT team for not only our state, but the surrounding states. And there's some really great work being done by a bunch of really smart folks, and it's a privilege to sit in on those meetings. So just to make everyone aware that there's a lot of work being done on an ARES MAT team. Okay, that's all I have tonight. Thank you, Marty. AB3WG.
All right. Thank you, Chris, for all of that great information. If you're interested in any of that information, you can always send email to Chris and I, his call sign, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf at the league, or my call sign, Kilo Bravo 3 Mike X-Ray Mike at the league. Thank you so very much. Oh, Derek. Hey, look, Derek joined us. Hi, Derek. I'm glad you're over here. Derek, KB3IVS, he was on the Mid-Atlantic Maryland talk group on DMR 3124, and I shared during that net that there is a code plug for WinLink. Yes, there is. I created a code plug for WinLink. And how it works is I give you a link to a file. You open the file. You find your favorites in your WinLink. There's a folder. I mean, there's a file called favorites. You open that in a text editor, like in my case, Windows Notepad. And then you copy the code plug stations to your file and save. Don't replace it, just copy. And what you'll end up with after you save it, close Echo Link, open it back up, you'll end up with a new folder and it will say MDC nodes. And I've collected all the nodes that I know about, or at least I've searched and found. Now, not all of them are active all at the same time. Some of them are offline, but it's the code plug for WinLink. So if you're interested in that, send me an email at my call sign at the league, and I'll send you the same instructions I shared with Derek and some of the other folks on DMR, and you can get all of the nodes for Maryland. All right, let's take a break. KB3MXM, we'll be right back. All right, I'm not sure if Jim Montgomery is listening via RF, so I'll make a call now. Whiskey Bravo 3, Kilo, Alpha Sierra, KAS. Jim, are you listening, and do you have a few words for us tonight? All right, I'll call KA3AHI. Wanda, are you listening this evening? All right, no Wanda. With that in mind, let me go to Jeff, KB3SPH. Jeff, can you tell us all a little bit about the upcoming hospital net, please?
Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. Yes, on Wednesday, 21st, this coming Wednesday, the high-frequency hospital net will be held on 80 meters, 3820 kilohertz. And I'll be net control. I'll be taking early check-ins about 6:45 local. Net starts at 7 p.m., runs about a half hour or so. And good to see who can make contact and who can't across the section, and I'll be net control from my QTH in Charles County. Back to net, KB3SPH.
All right, Jeff, that's perfect. That's great. And with that in mind, that net starts after the traffic net. So let's go to W3YVQ. Father Al, section traffic manager, give us a quick brief on the MEPN and MDD, please.
Very well, Marty. Good evening, all. W3YVQ. Well, MEPN is a training ground for torture to the ears in the summertime and poor propagation during daylight time because of the absorption in the atmosphere. caused by the high sun angle and UV radiation upon it. But the traffic nets are perfectly functional, and that included MEPN, BTN, MSN, and MDD. And during the past month, and so far this month, we've had good prop for the late sessions in the dark as well, Bert. And from a national emergency communications point of view, I mentioned last week about section primary target stations. I recommend also that county ARIES groups have a county primary target station on Winlink. Doesn't have to be the same individual station each day of the week, but somebody should monitor Winlink on a daily basis in case any other counties in the state wish to contact them. And the monitoring station should be able to reach the staff in the section, the EC and others in leadership positions, to alert them for any possible response. And the other side of that coin, of course, is, right, when you're developing ARIES MAT team concepts for this section or working with surrounding sections to do the same, remember that in any kind of NIMS ICS deployment situation, an ARIES MAT team capable of going into an affected area needs to be equipped for operating Winlink and packet, at least on 2 meters, AX25, sideband and CW with the appropriate antennas to work HF and VHF appropriately. And in order for them to be able to reach the appropriate stations in the sections, you need to have your section primary target stations who can reach staff 24/7 available in a table for them to use so that when they arrive, they can be guided to the reception areas or staging areas, etc. 73 all, have a great weekend. W3YVT.
All right, that gives everybody a chance to reset. We're going to go to repeaters here in just a moment. Let me just once again canvas the standby. All right, we'll canvas the repeaters in just a moment at the bottom of the hour in 4 minutes. But before we go there, let's call Liz, K4LIZ. Welcome, Liz. And I saw your email. Thank you very much for sharing that. Tell us a little bit about what's going on as an EC and DC. Go ahead.
Nothing much too interesting yet, Marty. We're just starting to spin up some internet presence, and I actually got my first applicant who was not associated with the club who just found us online, so that was a worthwhile effort so far. We're, you know, just starting to kind of get spun up on what the training would look like and doing a regular net, so, you know, we're making progress. K4LIZ, back to net.
All right, Liz, thank you very much, and we appreciate your work there. All right, bottom of the hour in 3 minutes. Let's go to, and I haven't looked at the chat box. Give me a second here. Yes, I got that. No transmit on your side. I got that. All right. Oh, wait a minute. I'm doing something wrong. All right. Make sure I mark you down there. And listen only. And I got W1 and listen only too. All right. Also. All right. Let's go to our Skywarn. We have Kurt. There's Kurt. And we have Tom. Let's go to Kurt first. And then Kurt, when you're done with any briefing on Skywarn for Baltimore, we'll turn it over to Tom. WA3TOY, you turn it over to W3TDH. Go ahead.
All righty, Marty, no problem. Thank you. Well, Skywarn's been fairly quiet this week. Last week we had a couple activations, but this week it's been pretty good. Other than it being hot, we're hanging in there. Don't have really much in the way of comments tonight, so I'm going to kick it over to my friend Tom, W3TDH. WA3TOY.
W3TDH here, Tacoma Park, Montgomery County. I'm the Assistant Coordinator for Net Management for Skywarn. If you're interested in sharpening up net control skills, you might get a hold of me the same way you'd get a hold of Marty and other section folk, w3tdh@arrl.net. Now remember that for any member who is not an employee or staff of the league, it's a .net address, not a .org address. Use the .net address for members other than league staff and employees. If you want to get involved in doing net control work for Skywarn, or if your club or organization needs a presentation on Skywarn or a presentation on Skywarn net control, you can get a hold of me at that address, again, w3tdh@arrl.net, and we'll put something together for you. And we'll also try and tie you in with your county or sections emergency coordinators if you have issues surrounding ARIES or similar things. So that's what I have for today. Back to net, W3TDH.
Okay, Tom, thank you very much. And those that are interested in Skywarn training, you can find that information on the link I put in the chat box, or you can type into your search engine Lima Whiskey X-Ray, LWX space WX. And it works just fine for me. It takes me right to the Baltimore site. And Skywarn has training classes. As a matter of fact, right now on their schedule is the 21st is basic, Wednesday. All of this is online. And then Tropical, which is an advanced course, is Thursday, July the 22nd. And you'll have to register for those. And they have information there. They have information there on how to do that break. All right, let's go to Butch. NI2W, what's happening on that end of the state? Go ahead. All right, nothing there. We'll come back to him. Oh, wait a minute. Stand by. I got to move the cursor here. Let's go down the repeater list. Mike, KA2JAI, this is how we do it. Mike knows how it's done. So I call the repeater or conference that's on the net here, and that station then calls for stations, RF stations, and or any stations that are listed on their conference server. So we'll start with KA2JAI. Remember, go slow, use phonetics, and take it away, Mike.
Thank you, Marty. Good evening, everyone, and around the area. Tomorrow we will have our monthly meeting, and we are going to get an update from OEM. We're going to look at the hot wash items from two recent exercises we did this year, and we're going to look at ICS 13. Okay, let's take a look at the check-ins. I already have several. KWT, TEL, HRT, and XJ, please stand by. Anyone else checking in on the 805, please call now.
Foxtrot, Quebec. Charlotte.
End November 3, Romeo Echo Sierra, Bravo.
Okay, I get OQP, FQC, and N3RES. Thank you. We'll go around to the top of the list for comments. Please be brief. KB3KWT, go ahead.
No comments. Back to Nick Cole.
K3TEL. K3HRT, your comments, please.
Yeah, I appreciate your help with configuring the Echo Link for the AARC club. And other than that, no comments. It's K3HRT clip.
AB3XJ, go ahead.
Good evening, all. Nothing for the net. AB3XJ.
KB3OQP, go ahead with your comments, please.
Again, the AARC had their first hybrid meeting last night and thought it went pretty well. And the president, Eric Berman, is actually out on leave right now due to medical. And I am the new VP, but other than that, I have no other comments to for the net. Back to you. KC3, OQB.
Thank you, Jeff. N3 SQC, go ahead, please.
Okay, I'm trying to set up a file sharing system for the Baltimore County City Areas Group, and I'm copying Mike K2JII's methodology, and I might go back at Mike for a few more questions down the road, but I'm just getting started, so hopefully we'll start getting some files shared and be able to communicate a little bit more. But thank you, Mike, for the help, and 3FCC.
Well, you're very welcome, and I hope you'll make some improvements that you can also share with me. N3RES, go ahead.
This is N3RES. Just wanted to check in. It's been a while since I've checked into the net. So I'm just here listening, and November 3, Romeo Echo Sierra, back to net.
That's our list for tonight, Marty. I'm going to turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI73.
All right. Well done. Thank you all very much. That's how we do it. Let's move over to the K3ORB, Ocean City. And it looks like the last time I checked, there was three people on there. So let's call that. And do we have someone down in K3ORB that can go ahead and check in and give us stations? KB3MXM.
Roger, roger, KB3MXM, this is K3WOC, Kilo 3 Whiskey, Oscar Charlie, here at right outside of Ocean City, Maryland, Berlin, on behalf of the Worcester Radio Group. Hope everyone's doing great out there, everyone's sounding great. I wanted to thank everybody here that came to the Field Day event a couple weeks ago here in Worcester County. Had a great turnout for the day. A big thank you to Jim and Wanda Montgomery for coming out, too, and explaining a lot to the club about what Aries is all about. So that was most excellent. We are looking for an emergency coordinator here in Worcester County, so we're going to continue to promote that. And any of our members that are interested, we're certainly going to pass the message along. Otherwise, it was a great day, and everything was kosher. So we'll go ahead and now ask for check-ins on the K3ORB repeater in Ocean City on UHF 443.450. Please call K3WOC. We're standing by for your check-ins now.
KWOC, this is David Berlin checking in.
Okay. Excellent. K3DAF, I got you on the check-ins list. I think that was the only person I heard out there, but we'll stand by to see if there's any additional check-ins on the K3ORB repeater. We're listening for you. All right, nothing heard. We'll pass it over to you there, Dave Fitz. Great to hear you tonight, my friend. K3DAF, how are you doing there, sir?
Doing fine, Mark. I'm mobile. I'm doing some firehouse checks, but that's all the comments I have for tonight. This is K3DAF.
Sounds great, Dave. Be safe out there, my friend. Thank you so much for checking into the net tonight. That's all we have for tonight. Marty, thank you so much for hosting the net. Hope you guys have a great weekend. This is K3WOC with the Worcester Radio Group 73.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much. Let me do an ID here, and we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll go to WB3GXW, John, hosting us here on the Wash underscore DC and other EchoLink conference servers. So we'll come back to him, and he'll tell us about the upcoming official bulletin station information that happens each weekend. So everyone take a standby. This is KB3MXM. Okay, very good. Let's go to WB3GXW. John, thank you very much for hosting us, as always, with the Wash underscore DC, and really appreciate it. Go ahead and call any stations on your repeater link system, and then tell us a little bit about the official bulletins for this weekend.
Good evening, Marty, and all who have checked in. This is WB3GXW. Are there any stations via RF or connected to the repeater via Echolink that wish to check in now? WB3GXW, over.
KB3UZT checking in. Over.
Okay, got KB3UZT, and the other station who was on RF, try again, over.
This is Whiskey India 3 November, Jim.
Okay, very good, Jim. Any others?
This is KC8GIJ checking in from Millersville, Maryland.
Okay, I double with somebody. It's WB3GXW stations who are checked in or listening on the 147.225 repeater. KB3UZT, I see you on the conference server. But you checked in. Did you want to make a comment? Over.
Well, I don't really have a lot to report right now. I haven't checked in a long time, so I was just listening to what's going on. But I'm glad to hear your voice again, John. Over.
Okay, Bill, good to hear you. Let's see. Whiskey India 3 November. Hello, Jim. Do you have any comments? Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, John. And I spent 20 minutes on two computers trying to get into Echolink, and it would not come up. So we went to the RF route, and I would just mention that beginning tomorrow, the Laurel Amateur Radio Club will begin their third Saturday test sessions at Main Street at the Woman's Club, 384 Main Street in Laurel. That's about it for me. Back to net, WI3M.
Okay, Jim, very good. Are you going to be there by any chance? Over.
Yes, I will be there. Over.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, now that Father Elliot's a silent key, we need more help. All right, well, good evening, everybody. This is WB3GXW. Jim announced our test session tomorrow, which is good. I think we're back in business, at least for this month. Our team will also be testing at the Berryville Ham Fest on August the 1st, and you can get details about that on their website. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on the conference server and the repeater, the 147.225 repeater and the WARS DC conference server, will be Amateur Radio Newsline and then ARRL Audio News. Both are always very good and informative. And then Sunday night will be the latest edition at 7 o'clock of This Week in Amateur Radio. Let me get a reset. And that will be at 7 o'clock, as I mentioned, Sunday night. And there's going to be a little bit of a surprise tomorrow night before the bulletins start, and again on Sunday night before the bulletins start. So I think you'll find it interesting. It goes back to a little piece of history for us here in the United States. So, Marty, Commander-in-Chief, that's all I've got. So I'll pass it back to Net Control. Oh, one last thing. Current temperature, 88.5 degrees. WB3GXW clear.
All right, John. Thank you very much. All right, last, oh no, okay, we did GXW. Stand by. Let me take that one off the list. Let's go to W3FDK, Mike. Mike, go ahead and check in. Call your stations, please.
XMK3DO. All right. Thanks, Marty, and good evening. And I wanted to thank you for stopping by a field day. It was good to see you. It was a great day out there that day. So hopefully your trip across the state and back was a good one for you there. All right. Any stations listening on the W3FDK repeater in Frederick that want to check in, please call now with your call sign phonetically, please.
KB3, Echo, Oscar, Foxtrot, Sandy in Middletown.
Kilo 3, Kilo Oscar Hotel, Kurt and Jefferson.
This is November, Echo 3, Romeo, Joe in Frederick.
This is Kilo Charlie 3, Sierra Bravo, Kilo, Doug in Westminster.
All right, we'll start at the top of the list with Sandy, KB3UF. Any comments for that tonight, Sandy, for Marty's net there?
Yes, I just wanted to thank Marty for alerting us to the flight of the ISS on the 3124 DMR net last night. I witnessed it just to the left of the moon at 9:34, right on schedule. It was a pretty picture there. And that's all I've got to the net. Back to you, Mike, KB3UF.
KB3UF, K3DO. All right, thanks, Andy. Moving on to Kurt, K3KOH. Any comments tonight, Kurt?
K3DO and the net, K3KOH. Thanks, Mike, and thank you, Marty, for running this. It was, I'll echo Mike's comments on meeting you for field day, and I know you had a long day, but it was nice to have you stop by the Frederick Amateur Radio Club's field day site in Middletown. And yeah, like Sandy, watching the ISS last night was kind of cool, watching it come across in the night sky there from south to north. And with that, I'll pass it back to Net, K3KOH.
K3KOH, K3DO, thanks, Kurt. Moving down to Joe, NE3R. Any comments for that tonight, Joe?
Good evening, everyone on Net. Just setting up some APRS stuff for some fun tomorrow. Passing a packet from Maine to Georgia. Should be quite an experience, a challenge, but I'm really looking forward to it. Back to that. This is NE3R.
NE3R, K3DO, thanks Joe, and good luck on the golden packet thing tomorrow. All right, moving on to Doug, KC3SPK. Any comments for the net tonight, Doug?
Yeah, no comments for the group tonight, but thanks for allowing me to be on the net with you guys. And I'll turn it back over to Net Control. This is KC3SPK.
KC3SPK, K3DO. All right, Marty, I believe that is all of the check-ins that I had from the W3FTK repeater in Frederick. So back over to you, KP3MXM, K3DO.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mike, and everybody checked in. Yeah, no problem. Matter of fact, if you're high enough up that you can see the horizon, the ISS is setting right now in the east, and the Chinese space station is rising in the west. The ISS is currently at 12 degrees, pretty much east, and the Chinese space station is about 5 degrees due west, if you have a chance to see that. I don't know. I haven't looked outside. All right. Let me go through the list here on the rest of our check-ins because I want to give everybody an opportunity. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly, monthly Maryland EchoLink Net. All right, before we start with the next round, not the next round, but the round of stations, every year there's a Maryland section simulated emergency test. You might not be familiar with it, but if you are, please participate either in your club or group for the simulated emergency test. I think it's like in October. All right, let's go down the list. Here we go, folks. KC3CR. Corey, a few words, please.
Thank you. This is Corey, KD3CR, Kilo Delta 3, Charlie Romeo. First time checking in on Echolink. They're trying to get the app to work there, and been listening in on that. But then just as I go to transmit, of course, it's not working there for me. So got the RF backup, and no further comments, just listening out. KD3CR, thanks for hosting
us. Hey, sure thing, no problem. Let's go to Alpha Delta 3 Foxtrot, Gene.
Yeah, good evening, Marty, members of the net. This is Gene, Alpha Delta 3 Foxtrot in Olney, Maryland. I wanted to say that I was out of town for the last week or so, but I was able to check into the Maryland Emergency Phone Net at 6 p.m. for a couple of days via EchoLink node 16504 at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So I wanted to remind the members of the net who are checked in via EchoLink that you can also check into the Maryland Emergency Phone Net at 6 p.m. During the week as well on via that EchoLink node. Hope everybody has a good weekend. This is AD3F. Back to net. Over.
Okay. Give me that node number again.
Node 16504 is identified as the MEPN NTS node. Over.
Okay, very good. I've got it. 16540. All right, very good. Let's go to Bob, K3RL. Oh, Bob, K3RLW. Nice for you to join us. A few words, sir.
There we go. This is K3LW. I'm one of the net controls for the Metaphonic DMR net every Thursday at 8 p.m. So look forward to hearing anybody there. And Marty does a lot to help everybody and promoting different things and different activities, and it is so much appreciated. With that, Marty, and I love to hear you on the net all the time. So join us, and anybody else that would like to join us, we're open to everybody. K3LW, back to net.
Okay, and with that in mind, let's go over to Derek, KB3IVS. Derek, go ahead.
This is KB3IVS. Marty, thank you for the information on the net yesterday, and I am enjoying this net as well. KB3IVS, back to net control.
Oh, you're very welcome. Like I said, the Echolink code plug, send me an email. Of course, I got to get logged in again. I haven't been logged in a couple of days. Send me an email at my call sign at theleague.net, and I'll share with you the instructions I shared with Derek and Bob. And now, look, we've got him here. Let's go to Peter. Hello, Peter. Alpha, Alpha 3, Bravo, Romeo.
Hey, Marty and everybody on the net. Yeah, thanks for taking the call. I just want to say I'm really excited and happy the progress of the Baltimore County City Aries and the work that Don and Sam and Chris are doing. Excellent job. So looking forward to seeing where we go with this. So back to you, Marty, 73, AA3BR.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going really well with Baltimore City encapsulated within the Baltimore County area. I think that's going to be a big benefit, big benefit. All right, let's go to Philip, W3ICF. Hello, Phil.
Yeah, W3ICF here. And, Marty, I just want to tell you it's a great net, and I want to thank you and all the others out there that are making this net possible and giving us the good information that can help us continue on with ham radio. So with that, I'll turn it back here to you, Marty, W3ICF, and 73 for the evening.
All right. Thank you, Phil, and all your guidance in the past. I really appreciate it. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention this, but section manager of Maryland, the new term started on July the 1st. It's like right after field day. So I get to be section manager for field day, and then on the 1st of July, I'm section manager for the new term. So I'm very thrilled. I meet an awful lot of great people out there, and I really appreciate all your participation in everything that we do. All right, let's go to WB4TM. Is that the name? I guess it is. Cubit? On a Note 7, you got to be kidding me. I wish I could have my Note 7 do that. Okay, go ahead, WB4 Tango Mike. Okay, we'll go back maybe to that one. Let's go to Pam, KB3SWS. Go ahead, Pam.
Thank you, Marty. This is Kilo Bravo 3, Sierra Whiskey Sierra. We had a very successful field day weekend at the Najmoy Creek Environmental Education Center. We had 32 participants, 19 hams, and 13 non-hams. And one of the non-hams has been studying for her technician license test in September. But she was so inspired by everything she saw that weekend. She's also studying for general and hopes to pass both tests in September. Back to net control, KB3SWS.
Well, that's great news, Pam. Thank you very much for sharing that. If you have never, and I say this again, when I visit the field day sites, I think one of the biggest thrills, I know I miss field day for sitting down and working the radio, but the great opportunity to see awesome folks doing absolutely amazing things and then be able to travel across the state is a great reward. I look forward to that every year. And if you've never been down south of Indiana along the Potomac, you know, the Potomac actually doesn't just run east. It actually runs west. That's right. It goes west before it goes east. But if you go down that in the Nanjimoy area and down in Charles County, some beautiful, beautiful country down there. And I will tell you firsthand, at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, it is a dark place. And I've shown up there at the Environmental Center at 0:30 at night, and the sky absolutely crystal clear, and you can see, if you place your hand above, let's say, you know, the car or whatever you're driving, you can see your shadow just from starlight. It's absolutely amazing. Thank you, Pam, very much. Beautiful place down there. Let's go to K3DON. Don, you're next. All right, no Don. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, I haven't logged into my email. I will reply as soon as I get it. KC3OQB, go ahead.
Marty, this is KC3OQB. That email is actually supposed to go out to all the clubs to let them know about the QSO party. It's going to be August 14th. And if they need any more information, it's all in that email.
Roger that. Chris, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, there you go. I'll get into my email here. I had to change the password. I have a routine to change passwords. But when I get in there, I'll route it over to you, Chris, and we'll get that out to the clubs. Thank you very much. Okay, let's go down now to K6FAK. Oh, I get this wrong every time. Fouad? Did I get it right? Fouad? Maybe. I hope I did. Go ahead. Okay, not there. Let me continue. Oh, wait a minute. Let me continue down my list here. And, oh, it's 3 minutes after 9. I was going to try to get it done by 9 o'clock. But, okay, let's go down the list here. Let's see if I forgot anybody, if my memory doesn't fail me here. Okay, we got all of those. Stand by. Bear with me. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink Net and Linked Repeaters here on the WB3GXW conference server, wash_DC. And I don't see any names that I might have missed. I hope I haven't. All right, I'm going to call for any stations that I haven't called that would like to check in. Oh, there's Stu. Stu, how could I forget you? WI3J, go ahead, Stu.
Well, thank you there, Marty. I was getting kind of lonesome here. I appreciate it very much. No comment, just a great net as usual. I missed it last month, but, you know, I just have to pay more attention to net. And I'm going to try to listen to the, Newsline tomorrow night at 8, and I think the other one at 7 p.m. on Sunday. I have to write this stuff down, but appreciate it all. Thank you, Marty. Back to you, WI3J.
Yeah, I'm trying to – that's good that you pointed out, Stu. So I'm trying to use social media as much as possible. Twitter really, really has been, I think, a very big benefit because many of your local officials and leadership are using Twitter pages to send out timely information about everything from weather to COVID to traffic. And I'm trying to use that as well. But I realize a lot are still using email. We'll always use email. I use email. So I'm trying my very best to replicate what I'm sending to social media and email and posting and those kind of things. So I guess I need a section manager calendar. What a great idea. Chris, write that down. Section manager needs a calendar. All right. Any additional stations I might have missed or would like to check in with information for the Maryland, D.C. section or this net, your call sign, please.
This is KC8GIJ.
Oh, KC8GIJ, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I already had you on the list. I must have missed you. Go ahead, sir. You're up.
Oh, okay, great. I'm glad you got that check in. I wasn't sure if you got that earlier, but this is this is Mike down here, and I don't have much traffic for the net tonight. This is my first time logging on to the net. I've enjoyed listening on the net tonight and hearing everybody's check-in, so I will hand it back to Net Control. This is KC8GIJ.
Okay, Mike, fantastic. What did you say your QTH was?
I am in Millersville, Maryland.
Okay, very good. over there in the Anne Arundel Club area. All right, very good. Thank you very much, sir, for checking in first time. And as I said at the top of the hour, top of the last hour, if you're interested or you know someone that could use the WinLink code plug, it changes approximately every 2 months. I do another canvassing to see if any stations have left or new ones have shown up. And when you do the simple instructions, you add a new subfolder, new subdirectory under your favorites. It's called MDC node, and it shows how mine has 54 on it right now. 54 nodes. Now, I think that's only Maryland. Yes, it is. All right. Maryland set coming up. Don't forget Berryville, August 1st, Chambersburg, and then Hollywood, Maryland, their Hamfest. And the Maryland CUSO party will be happening here on the 14th. And let's see, did I forget anything? Except to say I want everybody to be safe and well, and I hope that we have another opportunity to chat with all of you, and you can all share your information with everybody here in the Maryland DC section. Thank you very much for joining us. Correct, John says. All right, Roger says Chris. I got to read that box more often. All right, everybody have a great night. 7-3s, and get on the air. Goodbye. Chris, AB3 Whiskey Golf, I'm going to give you a phone call here right now.